The Sugar Beet Report, sponsored by SpinAid from Belgium, USA, The Gowan Company, Beta Seed, and Vive Crop Protection. A new USDA review is raising questions about molasses imports and whether some of those shipments are actually sugar, avoiding tariffs. American Sugar Alliance Director of Economics and Policy Analysis, Rob Johansson, says the USDA findings show unusually high sugar content in some of the imports, raising red flags for the domestic industry.
We would argue that if it's being brought in and sold as sugar, it should be facing the same high-tier tariff that other sugar is being brought in and sold in the United States for. So that was the issue. There are a couple ports it's happening at. One is Detroit and one is Buffalo. So USDA is sort of taking a look at the increase in that traffic that's coming into those ports.
The concern is this type of trade practice could expand if left unchecked. The Sugar Beet Report, sponsored by Vive Crop Protection, Beta Seed, Gowan, and SpinAid from Belgium, USA.